Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we've currently got the Ryans in the booth with us for a little chat. How are you guys going?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Nice. You guys are currently on tour across New Zealand. How's that been going so far?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. I forget how beautiful this place is.
Yeah, for real.
And I've actually realised since we toured in the UK, this reminds me a lot more of the UK than it does Australia.
Really?
We're a lot closer, so. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for me. But yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I personally did not forget how beautiful it is. I think about it all the time.
Big New Zealand fan. I don't know. I feel like last time I was here, I was really sick and I was kind of just like always huddled up. But
this
time I'm feeling better.
That's good. And you've played so far in Queenstown and in Christchurch. How have those shows been?
Yeah,
good
really
vibes.
Good.
Yeah,
been good fun.
Good crowds, good crowds.
We literally played in a church in Christchurch.
Yeah,
it's true.
The church is such a good venue.
I thought we were joking, but we literally did.
Yeah.
And it was on a Sunday too.
Sunday church in Christchurch.
Do you feel like spiritual?
Yeah,
it was an experience.
Yeah,
I felt the spirit at the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Nice. Which, have you had a favourite crowd so far? Or?
Oh, we don't want to be biased.
Oh, true.
But
Toga one was pretty funny.
The Toga one was funny. For me, it was last night.
Yeah.
I just felt like that was the most kind of reception we've had so far.
Yeah.
I
got to chat with them after as well.
That would be
good.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Church is a good venue. It's like a small association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Toga, that was for Canterbury, wasn't it? For uni.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty, like, everyone was wearing one. We weren't sure if they were actually going to dress up.
Yeah.
And Tom, the drummer, he was like, we have to do it. And we're like, no.
Yeah. You didn't want to wear Toga.
Yeah, and then we get there and everybody's dressed in one.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, I knew it, we should have done it.
Yeah, and Tom,
but it went freezing.
Yeah.
Tom walked out there in like a full black outfit and he looked so out of place.
That's like, so funny.
Crazy.
That's so funny. Yeah, you'd stick out like a sore thumb wearing like normal clothes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. How you're playing tomorrow night at U Bar here.
Yes.
Keen for that?
Yeah, of course.
Very keen.
It's going to be a good time. Your openers are Hot Sauce Club and One Day. Have you guys had other local acts open for you across
all
the
tours?
Yes.
But
good vibes?
No, I don't think we've heard enough of them that I could be like, you know, so I'm excited.
I love to hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got any exciting tricks up your sleeve for tomorrow night? Or things we should get keen for, especially?
That's a good
question. Yeah.
I mean, we've been so keen to play the tour over here because we just wrapped it up last year in Australia.
Yeah.
I guess bringing it across the ditch has been on the list for a while.
Good time. How was your tour in Oz?
Amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first tours that I managed to get through pretty healthy, pretty fit.
Yeah, same.
We usually get a mid tour like sickness or it's just a common thing. But this tour, we've all stayed pretty.
And it went for ages.
Good. Yeah,
it was so long.
Yeah, 23 social or something.
But it was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
That's
incredible.
Really ideal that you sang. Lots of the gigs sold out and over in Oz or.
I think quite a few of them sold out, which was good. Brisbane sold out first. I remember that sold out very quickly. And then it kind of went, as we just went throughout the tour, it was like every now and then we'd get a show sell out. And then
that's
like,
so
some days it would be like, as we're arriving, they'd be like, a bunch of door lists got bought. You actually sold out during the show.
Sure.
So, it was really good.
Yeah. So reception for your latest EP has been going good then.
Yes.
Been good.
Yeah.
How has it been feeling to get it out in the world? Because it's been out since September last year.
Yeah, we were living with it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we had kind of had it ready to go for maybe a bit under a year.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then, like, throughout the year, we were releasing singles from it.
Yeah.
And then finally, when we were able to put it out, it was just like,
for
every time we release, you know, a body of work like that, it's just, if nothing else, a lot of weight off the shoulders.
Yeah.
It's like, now
finally,
we can give it to everybody and be like, you know,
people can learn it.
Don't have to speculate on how it'll be received. Just wait and see. And it seems to always be positive so far.
And there's always that thing of like, we were just like mucking around with some covers of like stuff today, and we're like, oh, let's do a song from the EP. And I'm like, what was even on the EP?
Yeah.
Like, for us, we recorded it so long ago, so we're like, time will try. We did, ages ago, but we only released it not that long ago. Yeah. So, but the reception's been amazing, which is really good.
Yeah, what was the recording process like and the writing process? Because if you read it so long ago, then that's like sitting on it for so long.
Yeah. It was kind of being written over the minivan tour in Australia, which was the end of 2023.
Yeah.
And then the closing of that tour kind of happened midway through December, and we went straight to the studio and just recorded the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, lived with it for a couple months. Put, like, Sweet Cocoon out first. Can't remember what month that was, but... yeah, it was a unique process, because especially for that EP, it was very reflective of what we were doing on the tour. Or, what we were living, I guess.
Yeah.
And now being able to tour it again while experiencing new things, it's, like, just a cycle, a perfect cycle that keeps going.
Yeah, because you can do the whole, like... you experience, you write, you release, and while that releasing comes out, you're experiencing to write your next thing.
True.
So just this whole
constant cycle
of life. Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
that way you get some real stuff out.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say it's got like the EP's got like central motifs from that period of time in your life and your experiences? Like, what would you say is like the general vibe from the EP?
Big time. I think it's just like maturing. Yeah, it was something that we really needed to do when we came out of the minivan EP, and we released that whole thing. We were quite young, and it was kind of our first EP, and we were like, we had this whole like, no, this is like, let's do it. And then this one was like, this shit's real.
It's crazy.
So it was and obviously you had a lot of experiences to write about.
Yeah, I mean, the theme is a very much like dealing with heartbreak, and then while doing so on the road on tour, like inspired a lot of what the songs in it explore, which is really cathartic for us as well to like then put it on paper and now obviously have people listen to it and get to watch people sing it back like last night, which is cool.
Yeah, 100%.
So. For sure. And you're like, I want to say rise to fame, but that feels really pretentious. It's been real quick because you won Unearthed High in 2021, and then released
like 10 years ago.
Like, it does feel like a while ago because I was in high school as well.
Sure.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
What like listening to you guys on Triple J and like freaking out that like you won, and then it feels like so long ago, and now you're like touring, and you're going international and UK. Like, what's that? I guess, like, such a short period of time, but it feels such a big growth,
Yeah, it feels like simultaneously 20 years of our life, but 3 months at the same
time.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Like, I remember winning Unearthed High like it was yesterday, and I will say, I think I probably got a little more excited than you did. But no, I will say, like, it felt like it was not that long ago, but to think about what we've done since then, it's like a lifetime ago.
Yeah,
like, it's been like a whirlwind since then. We kind of haven't stopped writing and releasing, and it's been crazy that we've been lucky enough that every tour and release so far has been like a step up. You know, we're yet to the inevitable plateau where you find the comfortable you know, level in your career to start building from, but for us it's been venue to venue to venue in size, especially in Australia since then. So we've been super lucky in that regard. Like, a lot of artists have to grind it out for a lot longer than we have, so we're very, very grateful of how much our fans have been growing since then, because of the platform that kind of win got us.
And I guess you were here last year for Ori as well, or
yes.
Are you keen to get back into the Dunedin crowd and like back into the
Sure. I remember what I was saying before about being fit and being sick. I remember that was one of the like my sickest days on tour, so I was just remembering like I want to
Go like
to sleep.
A speaking band that day.
Say a word. I had to go, you know, get a lot of medication, so I'm really excited to just experience it this time and like just have fun with it, kind of thing.
For sure.
So I think I'm ready to see what it's really like.
I mean, Dunedin will bring the sickness out of you. It's
Awesome. Good to hear, I guess.
But no,
Dunedin's pretty sick.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Glad you're feeling better this time, though.
Yes.
Is that a big reason to entice people to come to the show tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Feeling
yeah,
well being,
we're feeling great,
being
so
healthy.
That means we're going to put on the best show.
Exactly.
You've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Totally joking. Yeah. No. So, yeah.
Yes. I guess we should move on. I've prepared a little game for you. Finish
okay.
your lyric.
Yes.
We're going to have a good time. I'm going to read out some lyrics from some of your songs. I've got 6 here.
Okay.
Okay.
And I guess we'll just try to see if you can finish them off.
All right.
It's going to be a fun time.
I reckon I'll try and stay out of, like, the last three, maybe.
Well, I want to see. I want to know if you actually know it.
Okay, I want to see if
you
know it. I want to see
yeah,
if I know
okay.
it, too. Okay.
I guess I'm going to read it out first and not tell you which song it's from.
Okay.
And then if
okay.
you want help, then I can tell
sure.
you the song.
Okay. And you want me to finish the lyric or tell you what song it's from?
Finish the lyric.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes. Pressure's on.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with, she said she's sorry, she couldn't say it herself.
We know what song that's from.
She doesn't want to break your heart. Yeah. Oh, what is it? She said she's sorry, she couldn't say it herself.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah.
She didn't want to. Is it she didn't want to break your heart or she doesn't want to break
I've
your heart?
I've got, she doesn't.
Okay, okay. She doesn't want to break your heart.
Starting
oh, wow.
Starting with the oldest song
yeah,
known to man.
Yeah.
This is so much harder when you're not, like, holding a bass and, like, on stage
yeah.
and doing music. Okay,
because I was going to play just
it's
the song.
It's the bass that's lacking. That's the excuse.
Yeah.
We could give you a guitar if that's going to make it easier.
I need to hear you. I didn't hear you say anything.
No, I knew what song it was.
Yeah,
from,
I knew what song it was from.
Now we're going to move on to a newer one, I would say.
Okay.
We can't stop where we're going.
Show me the city while it's glowing.
Yeah. I was
show me the city.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess throwing it back again. The weather changes and the clouds roll away.
And then...
oh my... I don't
the,
know
the moon comes...
Oh,
it's
oh.
nightlight.
Oh! What was the lyric, sorry?
The weather changes and the clouds roll away.
Ah!
Oh, the sun comes to... No, the...
The sun comes up to replace the moon.
Yeah. It's before that, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Is it the sun comes up to replace the moon?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it wouldn't be that.
Oh, no.
It rhymes. It rhymes with the way.
Oh, wow. I did not know it.
I'm really hoping one of these lyrics is just not going to be from one of our songs and it's a
yeah,
full
it's
just
full
banner.
Oh, the weather changes and the clouds roll. I can't even remember
oh.
what the melody is.
No, that was it. You were just
the
doing
it. The
changes and the clouds roll. Oh, maybe it's Head No, it's not.
Is it?
Do
you have the song?
Yeah, it's from Halfway Out.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
I haven't listened to that song.
We haven't played
like
that song
3 years
in so long.
I did some deep cuts.
The night fades yeah, straight back into day.
Yeah,
fades straight back into the day. Or
is
something
it something like that?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Wow! I knew you were gonna do Halfway Out. I was just waiting.
If anyone's listening right now, don't listen to that song. It's not a representation of us.
Yeah. If you love it, I respect it. But
yeah. Don't love it.
No.
For us.
Fair
just
enough.
For us.
Fair enough.
Oh my God, I fully thought that was from Nightlight.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I guess that's funny. Okay, I guess we can move on. Grabbed a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of wine.
Oh, this is head to it. Grabbed a bottle and a bottle of wine. Oh. Three calls it ain't
We should not be allowed to just sing it all the way up until that. It's just cheating.
Oh my! How do I not know this? This is so bad. Because like, if I
you were so confident as well.
I know.
Like,
I
just
so
say.
Confident.
And I was like, yeah. I'll
oh yeah.
Let
yeah,
you
I'll
do
it
because I know all the lyrics.
Grabbed a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of wine. Is it like that?
No.
Grabbed a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of wine.
Try to make it work.
But you still what is it? Oh,
I think
make
this work. Is it? Does that
try
to make this work?
Try to
something.
Make this work. but it's a one-sided fight.
But,
See, like, when I'm... when we're performing on stage, I go into this, like, just zone where I can...
I'm never playing this game again.
I could be, like, looking out at the crowd, thinking about random stuff, and it just comes to me naturally. Yeah. But, wow.
I'm ready for the next one.
All right.
Okay.
What's that, like, two for...
I think that's two for four.
Yeah,
that's a bad.
I would say you got halfway out, but yeah.
No, don't count that one.
I wouldn't count
it. Yeah, you're getting 50%. It's not bad.
50%.
That's it should be 100.
Okay.
Okay,
probably.
I'm ready.
What if there's monsters under my bed?
Well, my rifle's feeling empty, and so I tuck back in my leg.
Yeah.
I'll do that one. That one's obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have to get Nightlight at some point.
We'd have to get Nightlight.
All right.
And then last one, I guess, is from a newer release.
Okay. So,
the bedroom's busy, but there's room out on the grey couch.
Grey couch. You're drunk enough to tell me things I shouldn't know about.
Yeah. So that was easy, my name.
Wow, we should halfway out, and what was the other one?
Heads to Earth.
They threw us off.
Yeah, deep cuts, deep cuts. That wasn't going to make it easy for you.
I don't think I could sing halfway out if I tried.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That was fun, though.
That was fun.
Good fun? Good times.
We just got flogged, pretty much. Considering we didn't go 100%, I feel like we lost.
Yeah.
Maybe. Four out of six.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
We'll do better next time.
Yeah,
I'll come in next time.
I
could keep going, but
Do you have another one?
I don't, but I could make one up. I could find. I could get your Spotify up.
I reckon we should go one more.
One more,
and I want you to just come up with one.
Nice. Okay.
I want to do one for Harley or something.
What do you mean?
Like, just think of a.
You want to give me one?
Yeah. I'm going to think of one while you get one up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to test him.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly what song I'm going to do.
Okay, what one?
You can't know it yet.
What's the song?
What's the song?
He nearly said it.
Can I actually, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this with you. While we just talk about how excited we are to play.
To play.
Yeah. You going to be there?
You're not playing tonight.
No, I know.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I don't have a ticket, but I probably could be there.
We could put you on the door then.
Yes. Nice.
Boom.
Sick, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I can feel it falling over. I'm going face first into the ground. This is
Talking to Walls.
Yeah, I was waiting for a Talking to Walls one.
I can't even remember what you said.
And I can feel it falling over. I'm going face first into the ground. Yeah, see, like, I know what it is, and it throws you off so much if you get put up.
I haven't listened to Talking Walls in so long either. I mean, I'd honestly be kind of embarrassed if I knew them all, because it would mean that I listen to my own music.
Yeah.
But I don't. This is just proof of that.
Everything we do is for you guys. It's not... to not waste their time, it's... And now I'm always mulling it over.
Yeah. That's what it is? I would not have said that.
Mulling it over.
Wait, that was before the line, though.
No, so it goes... See, I'm literally getting up the lyrics right now. And I can feel it falling over. I'm going face first into the...
Oh, my God,
I'm
fully.
Always mulling it over.
Wow.
Wondering why.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Right back.
Wow.
Right back.
Oh, well. Okay, I'm ready. We're ready.
Okay. Introduce me to your folks. Well, I know how it goes.
Oh, this has got my hopes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no. It's me to your folks. Well, I know how it goes. Well, I'm a nerd and that's a sin.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. I was like, when it's spoken, it's much harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was fun. I'm embarrassed, but that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had fun. Yeah.
We should study our music more. That's if we've learned anything, just listen to our own music.
Yeah.
You're going to get back in the van and just be like...
Yeah. Play the Ryans.
That's so funny. No, I'm glad I stumped you, because I was like writing it up and I was like, oh, this is going to be so easy. Like, yeah.
It's the talking the lyrics that threw me off so much. I feel like they need the melodies.
True. Anyway,
oh.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on air. I've been so much fun.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah. You're playing tomorrow night at U Bar. There's still tickets available.
Yes.
Hot Sauce Club and One Day are opening, and it's not one that you want to miss.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun time. Yeah. No, we've got some Ryans up now. We've got Take What You Want. But
awesome. Enjoy.
Yes.
You guys might know the lyrics better than me.
Maybe. We shall see. Anyway, right. You're listening to Radio 1. And this is Orion's. Woo!
Well, I see behind your lies. I've seen you in a bad light. And I see behind the mask. Stop crying like you're made of glass.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.